Good morning. A storm system over the Canadian Maritimes combined with strong high pressure over the Great Lakes is producing a northwest breeze which has been with us for the better part of the week. Right now it looks like this weather pattern is locked in and will produce the same type of weather heading into the upcoming weekend. So for today we'll look for a mix of sun and clouds across the region with a breeze from the northwest producing a little bit of a chill. Still, though, temperatures should reach the lower to mid-50s by mid to late afternoon. High pressure will keep it clear tonight on the chilly side, below freezing in most places, dropping back into the 20s. For tomorrow, it'll be dry again with a mix of sun and clouds and that persistent northwest breeze, and high temperatures again reaching the lower and middle 50s. For Easter Sunday, that low over the Canadian Maritimes will start to throw some clouds our way. Still, though, I think we'll have our fair share of sunshine. Still, a northwest breeze will persist, and highs will make it into the middle and perhaps in some places the upper 50s. Eventually, a storm system currently working its way off the Carolina coast will push through the North Atlantic and team up with that maritime low and throw even more moisture our way. As a result, we'll have more clouds and scattered showers backing in from the Atlantic and New England from Monday through Thursday, and temperatures through the period will hold in the lower and middle 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a blizzard warning is in effect until 6 a.m. on Saturday for north central Montana. Winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories have been issued for most of the rest of the state. A slow-moving low-pressure system will move north along the Montana-North Dakota border today and into Saskatchewan tonight. Higher terrain areas will receive 9 to 12 inches of snow, while lesser amounts of 3 to 6 inches are expected in the lower elevations. At the same time, northwest winds of 20 to 40 miles per hour are expected, with near zero visibility likely in snow and blowing snow. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Pasco, Washington, at 10:53 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Birmingham, Alabama, at 7:43 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. There were no daily record highs set across the U.S. yesterday and also no daily record lows. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16 of a mile visibility, blowing snow and fog at 7 degrees, with a northwest wind at 53 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear with ice crystals and 31 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 32 degrees, the dew point 26, 79% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer holding steady at 29.96 inches. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 99 degrees at Kingsville, Texas, to a low of 5 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny and breezy in the upper 50s, Boston, mostly sunny and breezy in the lower 50s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny and breezy with highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 49 degrees, the low 32. The average temperature, 41, that's 3 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday for the month, now 13 hundredths, which is 41 hundredths below normal. And 4.93 inches for the season, which is 3.61 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 24 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 104, that's 8 below normal. And 4,768 for the season, which is 1,217 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 54 degrees. The average low, 34. The record high, 82, set in 1921. And the record low, 14, in 1943. Sunrise this morning was at 6:28 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:28 p.m. 13 hours even of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and chilly today with highs in the 40s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s to lower 30s, though back into the upper teens across the highest terrain. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid-50s. Mostly clear skies tonight with lows in the mid-20s to lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and chilly today with highs right around 50. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid-50s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the lower 50s. Mostly clear skies tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, still breezy and a bit cool with highs in the lower to mid 50s. For Easter Sunday, starting out the day right around freezing, then on up to the mid 50s for afternoon highs under a mix of sun and clouds, still a bit brisk. On Monday, mostly cloudy with a few showers in the mid-50s, a better chance of scattered showers on Tuesday, otherwise mostly cloudy, mid-50s, and lower to mid-50s with mostly cloudy skies and scattered showers for Wednesday and Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.